Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Greene County's Jim Sidebottom selected Kentucky Farm Bureau's Farmer of the Year this past December is headed to Moultrie, Georgia next week. He'll represent Kentucky at the Sunbelt Ag Expo in the Swisher International Southeast Farmer of the Year competition and is pretty excited about it.
Yes, we are. We have never been there, but we hear that it's a very large expo and a lot to learn down there. So we're excited not only just winning this and being able to go down there, but just the first time to be there. So we're looking forward to it.
Sidebottom says his dairy farm is truly a family affair with wife Ona a full partner and his son part of the operation.
Well, we have 400 acres that we own, and we have been leasing a little over 100 acres besides that we have corn on. That is all no-tilled into corn and no-tilled into wheat each year. Most all acres are double-cropped. In that we feed our dairy cows that we milk, a little over 200 cows, and we have a little better than 200 replacements, heifers that's born from those cows that we grow each year.
As Kentucky's representatives, the Sidebottoms have already been awarded $1,000 by Farm Bureau, $2,500 from Swisher International, and $500 from Southern States. Top prize for next week's competition is $15,000. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Kentucky Farmer of the Year Jim Sidebottom says the family works hard, and through good record keeping by wife Ona, they work smart.
Every cow, from the time that we have started milking, she has a record of it. If that cow was given a shot or some reason that she was sick and had to be treated, there was records kept of that. And each month we weigh milk or cow and we know her production. And if that cow is not productive, then she is culled.
He says judging included civic and community involvement.
I think that not only my farming, but involvement in civic organizations and willing to serve on other boards that are of interest for farmers.
Sidebottom was a multi-term Greene County Farm Bureau president, an officer on the State Dairy Development Board, the local conservation district, and currently serves on the State Ag Development Board. And we wish him well at next week's Southeastern Farmer of the Year event. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.